Blog Talk Radio.
Please forgive me if I act a little strange. Oh no, not what I do. Feels like lightning running through my veins.
Scott Enstrom Network. Blog Talk was off the air, server issues, whatever the deal was, it was all of them. It wasn't just me. I've got actually a couple of shows that are on Blog Talk. Second Heaven Invasion, of course you know about Tinfoil Hat Club, and of course this one. And they were all off, so it wasn't just the show, and sorry about that. I was going to be doing baptism. I'm not going to do that tonight. I had a very busy week. I was down in Orfino, Idaho. I don't know if you're familiar with it or not. That's the first time I've been there. And it is a very impressive stretch of land. It's incredibly beautiful. Between Clearwater, the river, Snake River, those things in that area, it's just it's prestige. It's just beautiful. And the reason I was there was because of the Constitution Party of Idaho. This was the 2016 convention. I've just sort of gotten involved with them through a friend, and I went down to do their audio recording and their video. And a strange turn of events, that I ended up being the chaplain, voted in as the chaplain for the Constitution Party of Idaho. And so I see that as an honor. I see that as an opportunity, because the individuals that are in this particular branch of politics are your average Joe. They're not the millionaires. They're not the attorneys. These are farmers. These are husbands and wives. These are people who want to make a difference. And I wouldn't say grassroots necessarily, but I'm actually impressed with the whole concept. In fact, I'm so impressed that next Monday, I was hoping for yesterday, but it didn't work out, that the ones that have been selected to represent the Constitution Party for the presidency and the vice presidency, Julie and I are going to have them, or at least the vice president, on for next Monday. Okay. And what we're going to do is we're going to do an interview, and I think you're going to be impressed with what they have to say, because I can assure you that the only reason we're having them on is because of what they are willing to say. So J.R. Myers, the vice president candidate, is then supporting of Scott Copeland. Now, what's interesting is Scott Copeland is actually in Julie's area down in Texas, the same town. So how does that work? That's quite amazing. So maybe they'll get a chance to meet. But either way, the whole show tonight is based on bad choices. Now, what I want to, I opened up the chat room too, by the way. What I wanted to discuss is that through life circumstances, through those things, whether it's the political realm, whether it's where you are employed, the church you're in, whatever the circumstances are, there are things that influence us to cause us to do things that we later wish we hadn't done. Now, I will guarantee you, I don't care who you are, the Holy Spirit was there to tell you otherwise, to tell you not to do it. Whether it was through people who were brought to you as a witness, as someone to give you a confirmation not to, and or dreams or words of knowledge, so that gut feeling. You know, what's interesting about the gut is that the nerve endings or those components within your brain are actually the same in your gut, and they're actually tied together. This is why you get that weird feeling when something isn't quite right. You know, we're beautifully, wonderfully made. We are something that the angels marveled over when God created us. We're something that was physical that had a spirit put into us, where the angels are different. And so when we were placed in the garden, we were placed there to have a relationship with God. That's what that was about. And of course, you know how that went. Just like anything that's good, the evil comes along and makes it bad. And so here we are today. And so over the centuries, over the thousands of years, people have made bad choices. So there literally is people in hell right now who have made bad choices. Now, a lot of the doctrines that are out there are confusing for the most part for people. And the reason is because they're a man's interpretation of things, not God's. And we've talked before that 66 number of how many books is not God's order, not God's number. So there was an influence, there was a intervention, and to bring in us the word. Now, for those who believe, now let me tell you that without the Bible, I'd be sunk. Without God's word, I wouldn't be here. So I want you to understand that. Now, without Jesus Christ, okay? Now, all of us at one time we've professed to be Christians. If you're listening to the show, then most likely you are. But we have come to the understanding, and my ministry that I've been doing for 16 years now, this is my 16th year, there's been something that's never been right, and that is the fact that, you know, doing the Great Commission, casting out demons, healing the sick, setting the captives free, that my biggest opposition have been those who were professing Christians. They're the ones who have set me on fire. They're the ones who have stabbed me in the back. They're the ones who have kicked me out of churches. And I just kept thinking, well, they just didn't know. They just didn't know. You know, I've seen the difference in people when demons are cast out. I've seen the difference when their hearts are healed and forgiveness, you know, comes in, that the root of bitterness is cut out, that when the Holy Spirit is allowed to work, Holy Spirit is a gentleman. God is a gentleman. He's not going to force his will upon you. Okay, we must humble ourselves, become as little children. We must be teachable. And in that, then he can work with us. Anytime there's any pride, anytime there's disobedience, anytime rebellion, anytime of a disorder, since God is a God of order, not a God of disorder, then when these things are in place, then as sure as the sun will rise tomorrow, the devil is in the details. Now, we need to remember, as I've taught and showed, how the Book of Enoch should be included back into it. Now, it was in the canons originally. It was taken around 400 A.D. We know that that other scripture or other books have come along that, you know, like the Talmud and you know, coming from the Kabbalah and all of this, that have infiltrated into the seminaries. And so we have teachings, just like Catholicism, that have corrupted God's word. And so those books, like, you know, Enoch and Jasher and Jubilees and several others, that they were taken out as well. And those are actually in the libraries at the Vatican. Vatican is one of the most complete libraries of the scriptures. And so there was an attempt to keep us from having the complete word. Now, when you read the Book of Enoch, you'll notice in the very beginning that it says that it was intended for the last days anyways. Okay? Now, you need to remember also that it was in the Dead Sea Scrolls right there along with Isaiah. And Isaiah has been shown that it literally is word for word of what we have today. So when we understand that there's a whole nother world, another atmosphere, another dimension, another area, that churchianity, those things that are within the so-called mainstream church that isn't teaching you, has done you a tremendous disservice from not comprehending or understanding the last days to the real issue, the root cause, those things that are already in place that are here to steal, kill, and destroy. So God has promised that he's going to pour out a spirit, but I want you to understand that those who are disobedient, those who are in sin, those who are rebellious, that God does not hear your prayers. Now, God is a loving, gracious God, and whatever he has started, he will finish. But if you are not, how we say, cooperating, then God will move on to somebody else. Now, men in general have a great responsibility to be who God intended them to be. And unfortunately, today, we have so few. Now, almost 2 years ago, I did a show called Where Have All the Good Men Gone? And I believe that I had that made into a YouTube. I've done so many shows now, I don't remember anymore. But if you go to my website at scotthenster.org and the link to the YouTube channel, you'll find it in there. I'm sure that I've done that. Now, my whole point in all this is that men have made bad choices. Women have made bad choices. And that is that we do not listen to the Holy Spirit. We do not follow Scripture. What we have done in our bad choices as we have followed man. We have listened to this rascal who stands in front of the pulpit, who tells you what the book says, and then lies to you and tells you you don't have demons, tells you there aren't such things as curses, deliverance is not necessary, we're going to be raptured out of here, you were predestined, everyone's going to hell, but God chose you, so you're not going to hell. And all of this stuff that is nothing more than a doctrine of demons. Now, you need to also understand that we literally are in the Great Deception right now. Because many of the people who are in the churches are not doing the will of God. Now, they may think they are. They may think they have fire insurance. But unfortunately, I have come to the conclusion after all of these years that that's not the case. I have washed my hands of the mainstream church. I made another attempt recently within the past half year or so or year to give it another shot, and it was disastrous. And I should have known better, but you know, I love people. I'm in this because I care. Now, you were once a child, those listening, and now you have children. So there was a time that your heart was tender. There was a time that you were teachable. There was a time that you are full of wonderment of this incredible world, this world who belongs to Satan right now. You do understand that. See, the church won't tell you that. This whole matrix, this whole atmosphere that we're in is orchestrated, operated by Satan. And anyone who doesn't understand that has been fooled, has bought into the lie. Now, we're told to come out of this world. We're told not to be a part of it, though we are in it. But by our behavior and our actions, then we are proving to Lucifer, we are proving to Satan, we are proving to demons, we are proving to fallen angels that we're not quite there yet. We're not quite ready to take on the full responsibility of the Great Commission. We still have unforgiveness, we still have desires, we still have lusts, we still have addictions, we still have things that keep us in an iniquitous pool that is therefore in bondage. Now, in the one of the reasons that the church does not want you to know about the Book of Enoch is that the Book of Enoch tells you where the church is wrong. The Book of Enoch tells you where demons come from. the book of Enoch tells you what happened when the sons of God came into the daughters of men and bore giants. And then they came into, being the nature of what they were and having the ability to defile and corrupt mankind. Then they went out and went into the daughters of men, and then they went on to go into animals and birds and fish and reptiles. And so I believe that that's where dinosaurs come from. If dinosaurs, which were roaming in that time, and we actually see even after, because they were called dragons, we see this in Genesis, we see this in the book of Job, okay? And so what they've done is they've eliminated anything that will give you a heads up or an understanding of the very nature of evil. So by not comprehending evil, by not understanding the stance that you need to take to know your enemy, then you're right for the picking. You're easy for the slaughter. Okay, the element of surprise doesn't even need to take place because you're walking to your own demise. I mentioned the other day, the old Tarzan Johnny Weissmuller movies, where there was the elephant graveyard, and there was a point in time when the old guy, or the old cow, or whatever you call a female, that when it was time to die, there was a place that they went to, and the bad evil men that didn't care about the sanctity of life itself and trying to preserve those things, all they could see when they saw an elephant was ivory. And so, Tarzan, being who he is, being the good guy, was doing everything he can to keep them from finding that graveyard, and hence, you had the particular movie. So what we have today, we have a few good men and women who are trying to keep the bad men from making their way to the elephant graveyard. Now, what I mean by that is that many of us are old, sick, weak, and asleep among us. And many of us, as beat up as we are, we're on that walk to the elephant graveyard now. Now, I say that because what I do is I deliver people. I cast out demons. I heal the brokenhearted. And what I have seen over the years is because of the church not teaching the Great Commission, not employing it, have put people in bondage to the point that their hope has been quenched. Their countenance has been turned down. Their flame, their lantern, their candlestick is now underneath the basket. And you're, instead of rejoicing, you're surviving. You're doing everything you can day to day just to survive. Now, this is part of the matrix. This is part of wearing down the saints for the last days. Now, one of the things that I want to point out is that my show, and the one that I do with Julie, Tinfoil Hat Club, that there are subject matters that we discuss that nobody else would touch with a 10-foot pole. Now, when we brought up Zionism and the corruption that has taken place around the world by those who call themselves Jews, a lot of people became so offended that they abandoned and pretty much left me. Now, some have come back, some after doing their own research and coming to that understanding, and the door is always open because it was a hard pill for me to take, too. See, I haven't always been this way. I was churched myself. I was programmed. I was led to believe certain things. But over the years, through deliverance and finding out that no matter what I did, the church was going to reject the Great Commission of Jesus Christ. And Jesus says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. So I had to come to the conclusion that those who stand in the pulpit really do not love Jesus, and they do not love you, because for you to be in bondage is tyranny. It is terrorism. It is a willful act to enslave you, and to, just as we mentioned before about psychotronics and some of the other things, it's a pain compliant, that you'll then go along with the plan because you're incapable of being one who can stand up now You know, where have all the good men gone? Well, you've been beat up. You've been castrated. You've been brought to your knees. And so now you're not just walking to the elephant graveyard like the penance that were once, you know, like the Catholicism, when they would go up the steps on their knees one step at a time, you know, to for their forgiveness, to be forgiven, to have their ancestors, their parents forgiven who were already dead. You know, they were in purgatory. All this lie is really still continuing on. And so there's no need for you to be in bondage. I'll have people come in here and I'll tell them what to do, and then they'll leave and go somewhere else so they can get some other information. They don't want to do the work. Okay, you want to get rid of demons? It isn't like you just throw a switch. Okay, has anyone ever gone through a briar patch, stickers, and maybe you've got wool on and different clothes that just cling to it? There was, you know, we had some things in Arizona called bullheads, and boy, once those things come on to your clothes, it's really hard to get them out. Well, that's what demons are like. Okay. Now, I was mentioning Enoch. Now, what about on Enoch is the fact that the demons are the disembodied spirits of the Nephilim's offspring, okay? So what that means is that when you read the book of Enoch, that those who are disobedient, those who are not repentant, those who are rebellious, those who will not come into an alignment with God, and those who reject Jesus Christ, that these demons are like those stickers. They'll stick to you. It's a punishment. Now, just as I mentioned before the other day, that in Corinthians, that a man had his father's wife, and how horrible that was, that he should be turned over to Satan for a time. Okay? Notice that. And that in the anguish and the pain of the demons kicking his rear end, because when it said Satan, it didn't mean the Satan. I was talking about, you know, the spirit realm of the demonic, that in that horrible mess that he's been, you know, thrown to because of his sin, then he would repent. But we also see in the book of Revelation that there are people who will not repent no matter what. So it tells you that their hearts are darkened, that they've been turned over. All right? So demons are a punishment. Okay? So if you got demons, you've been punished. Now, you may not have done something. You may have a generational curse. Your father may have been a Mason. I met some woman over the weekend who bragged about being a morning star. All right? Well, what happens to falling stars? All right? They hit the atmosphere. They go down in flames. I wouldn't brag about it. All right? So when I'm talking about bad choices, I'm also talking about those things of sin, those things, let's say, of picking presidencies. Okay, anyone who thinks Trump and Hillary have something going on for us, you're sadly mistaken. You've got a demon in your noggin, and it needs to be cast out, because the New World Order is not going to allow anybody in that position to come into the Democratic or the Republican Party to be the left-right paradigm, to play good cop, bad cop, okay? Which is a perspective on how you view things anyways, if you're a Republican or Democrat, you know, conservative, liberal. So what we have, then, we have two evils that are pretending to be, each one of them pretending to be the lesser of. And so the accountability that when we go before God in our choices, because we actually do have a choice. And as I mentioned earlier, that like I have joined the Constitution Party, I have joined them because I am not going to be cursed by my selections of the Democratic or the Republican Party. I would never go Democratic anyways. But if anyone thinks the Republican Party is conservative, then you got a demon in your head. Okay? They abandoned conservatism a long time ago. Okay, they're every bit as wicked as the Democrats. Anyone that's in office, anyone that is in a position to change laws, to make rules on laws, to govern, they're already sold out. See, we're in the last days. There's seals that have already been opened. I hope you understand that. Now, the church isn't going to tell you this. because the church is not the church of Jesus Christ. Okay? The gates of hell will not prevail against the church of Jesus Christ. But obviously, since evil has taken us down to the degree that we're at, then the mainstream church has been taken down. Okay? The evil has prevailed against it. Okay, you see the difference now? Huge difference. Now, one of the reasons I took on being a chaplain, I had to be voted in, but I threw my hat in the ring. I have a feeling it was a job nobody wanted anyways. But I see it as an opportunity. Listen to me. I see it as an opportunity to do those things that are right. Now I have an alternative to a candidate for presidency, individuals who are bond servants of Jesus Christ, we are like-minded. I've talked to these gentlemen, that's why we're going to have them on, that their understanding of the occult, of Luciferianism, of the New World Order is incredible. Now, I need to ask you, I've kind of jumped around on my notes here, has Trump said that he's going to stop chemtrails? Has Trump said that he's going to stop psychotronics, pain-compliant microwave from cell towers? Has he said that he's going to be closing the FEMA camps? Has he admitted or come out and totally said that 9/11 was absolutely the U.S. government, you know, along with Israel? Okay? See, anyone who supports Israel now, we need to understand they're the ones who killed our brothers and sisters in this nation. Okay? There were people jumping out of windows to avoid the thing that they started. How about vaccines? Huh? How about the UN troops, those mercenaries? How about all the stored ammunition that's all over the United States, the hollow points, the ones that are going to be used by the mercenaries, the UN troops, to kill you and me? Okay? Hmm? No. See, this is my point, that a God-fearing individual who knows their place, who knows what evil is, and knows who they are in Christ, that they have a responsibility to expose evil, to protect the people, okay, just like a watchman, because that's what they are. They're also, one to give us direction. See, here's the other thing. There are people selected that have tasks, jobs, responsibility. Okay, when we look at the New Testament, we see there are some who are teachers, evangelists, prophets, even pastors. But again, I mentioned that it's only mentioned once, and it's the fourth in line. Okay, the fact that we have somebody that is out of order, that's in the front in a pyramid corporate CEO position, is not scriptural. It's supposed to be a board members, elders. Okay, our government was supposed to be set up like that, with checks and balances. So not one entity could have complete power. Okay, so that's the way it was set, but unfortunately, we're in the matrix. So when it comes to understanding that the candidates, regardless of what they say, are they really hitting the real issues that affect you and me, that the issues, the ones that will decide our future as citizens of the United States of America, and in that, are we going to be able to then remove those people who are in position now that do not have our best interest in mind, because that is the Constitution. We're actually called to remove them. Okay? Now, I'm sorry, I just don't see him doing that, especially because I have seen the videos. I have seen his eyes go reptile. I have seen the reptilian eyes. I've seen the shape-shifting. I've seen the alterations. Now, another thing I wanted to point out, when I was talking about those alternative here on Blog Talk and so forth, and that Julie and I seem to be the only one talking about some of these really basic issues, because it's really what it is. It's elementary. See? See, it's the foundation of evil that we're exposing, and so it's elementary. And the fact that churches and these other people will not even talk about it, they have the ability to research, to do all the things that we do. Okay, if they're truly men and women of God who've been called to be watchmen, to warn us, then why aren't they warning us of the basic issues? Okay? So let's say, for instance, you break a glass in the kitchen. And you reach up in the cupboard and you grab another glass and you go get a drink of water and you walk away. Now, in comes your spouse wanting a drink of water, and they've got to come through the kitchen, and they're lounging around the house, and they don't even have slippers on. They're in their bare feet, and you don't say anything. You know you broke the glass. You know there's glass on the floor. You know that that is going to puncture anyone's feet that steps on, including your kids if you got kids. And so your spouse comes in, and next thing you know, you hear this horrible scream, and they fall to the floor, and they fall on the glass, and they get cut up even worse in their arms, and they scream out, "What happened?" And they say, "Oh, well, I broke a glass." "Well, why didn't you clean it up?" "Well, I was going to get around to it." "What do you mean you're going to get around to it?" Do you see the insanity of that? Okay, so my point is that Trump and Hillary, who's a Jezebel anyways, whether she's a clone, whatever she is, you know, I expect her just to burst in flames at any time, that these people have a responsibility, and that responsibility is also on those in the media, that when there's broken glass, you clean it up. If there's broken glass, then you stop somebody from walking into it, but they're not doing that. And so many are sick, asleep among you. Many of you are actually heading to hell. I'm sorry. I was sitting in the pews in a Lutheran church going to hell. I'm sorry. Okay? It was when I fully understood that when Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments," those who believe unto me, those who do the things that I've commanded them to do, okay, not that our salvation is work based because we believe on to, but we are to do things to assure that other people, okay, the Great Commission, to make disciples of all men, preach the gospel, and to baptize. Now, I'm going to be doing the baptism maybe Thursday. It's very in depth. I may have to do a couple shows, but I want you to understand that churches that do not baptize or just sprinkle or do those things that are as man's customs, okay, because many of the stuff that you've been led to do and believe in baptism is men's ways, not God's ways, just like circumcision. Okay, so you have a son, and you're in the hospital, and they immediately whisk him away, and they mutilate him by circumcising him, which has nothing to do scripturally, has nothing to do with what Abraham or any covenant whatsoever. This is genital mutilation. Okay, they're actually cutting away organs of the flesh. There are organs on the male penis. And the trauma that it caused, children actually die. Children are so traumatized that, remember I've seen about demons? Okay, that's a violation against the child. That is a crimes against humanity to the level that the child, because the devil doesn't play fair, gets a whole bunch of demons. Do you understand that? Okay? So all the stuff that we've been led to believe that this is just the way it is all a lie. And it's all to put you in bondage, because now we have millions of men in America who are traumatized. Now, ladies, you're going on, "Now I get it. Now I know what's wrong with my husband." Okay? And there's some truth to that. I'm sorry. They need to be delivered. They need to be healed. Their hearts, their souls, they have a big soul wound in there. Okay? If you read some of the documents on some of the nurses, they've actually have to massage the face of the child, the infant, because they'll stop breathing. There's so much pain. Okay? Who the hell came up with that? Well, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to mix that all together. And I can assure you, the Masonic Lodge, the Luciferian doctrines are all behind it. Period. So when it comes to bad choices, we need to understand that the church in itself today, the mainstream church in itself, is a bad choice. Why? Because they keep you in bondage. They lie to you. They do not do those things that they're commanded to do. Now, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but I'm trying to put it in perspective. Okay? So when you have an alternative, and that alternative, by the way, when it comes to circumcising the child, is not to. Okay? It was never God's intent. Okay? So our choices, that when we're given an alternative, there would be a point that we go before our Most High God and we give an accountability. Okay? No one gets away with anything. So if the very fact that I told you about the Constitution Party and you don't go and look into it and you don't observe, you know, the other candidates and what they stand for, but they're not going to win. Why? I would rather vote for Trump, someone who's got a chance. Really? Did you hear yourself? You already know that he's the lesser of the two evils. So therefore, if he's evil, he's not good. And you're willing to compromise because you want to be on the winning team. How about we have faith in God through our obedience, that in our behavior that shows that we are of a godly nature, that in our choices that are Holy Spirit led and driven, that then God can work through us, because remember, he won't force himself on us, that there can be a intervention, and then for the first time, a true God, a man of God, a God-fearing man can come in. See, we've been programmed to stand down. That's also part of the doctrine of dispensation. I've talked about that, which comes in through Zionism, which has been birthed out of the seminaries. So they're teaching that we don't really worry about voting, we don't get involved in politics, we say that God's in control. Yes, he is, but we've been given a plan of action to continue those things until the return of Jesus Christ. And so I have chosen myself to do this ministry. I can't think of doing anything else right now because I know how bad things are. I can't walk away knowing that there's evil out there. I can't do that. All right? Now, the accountability is the Bema seat. Okay, we as bondservants, notice I didn't say Christian, we who believe unto him who keeps his commandments, bondservants, that the accountability that we have then will be those things that we've done, our works, that will be shown approved. They'll be tested by fire. Now the world who has rejected Christ is accursed. And they will go in judgment before God. And how terrible it would be for those who fall into the hands of a living God. So accountability is the name of the game here. Now, time's running out. I believe that the door has been closed for many already. They have rejected Christ. They have rejected his commandments. They have not done his works. The Holy Spirit has been prodding, pushing, trying to change that attitude, and there's been a constant rebuttal. There's been a constant bucking, a retaliation, so to speak. And so time has run out for many people. Okay? And we've been called to get out of this matrix. Now, anyone that continues in churchianity, you are in a religion. You are not in a relationship with God. There's a difference. See, that's what the whole point of what Satan's doing. When we, just like the garden, what happened to Adam and Eve? They fell out of relationship with God. God wanted us to be in a relationship. That's why he put them there. And then Satan's got them to make a bad choice, causing the fall of man. They were removed from the garden, okay? And so religion and trying to come back to God through other means, because those other means are things other than Christ. No one comes to the Father except through Christ. And so by coming to the Father through Christ and being obedient and doing his works, again, not works-based, but keeping his commandments, then in that, we're brought back into fellowship. We're brought back under the umbrella of protection. Psalm 91, he takes us under his wing. Okay? Now, God wishes that none should perish, but his laws were written a long time ago. And so those things that you do that show that you're not willing to submit, not willing to be, then he has no choice. And believe me, he's not happy about it. All right? So if you want to continue with churchianity, knock yourself out. I have chosen different. Now, when I say that I am a bondservant, I am not saying that I am a Christian. I am saying that I am going to keep those things that he has told me to do, because Christians do not. So obviously there is a difference. Again, we become as little children. We humble ourselves. We are teachable. We have respect. We keep an order. We are not lawless. And we do not take oaths. Okay? When you take an oath, Jesus said, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything other than that comes from Satan. So by saying, let's, for instance, I'm going to be bringing up baptism within churches, that in order to be baptized, they have it set so you have to go through classes. They have it set so you become a member, okay? And in reality, what you're doing is you're taking an oath to the church, okay? The baptism was to be a recognizable in and outside of your spirit dedication to God. And the water not only is a representation, but I believe in the spirit realm is a cleansing. And I say that because Rip, who has, I believe he's in India now, if he's not, he's on his way, that when he does baptisms there in India, that when they come to Christ, when they believe onto him, they baptize immediately. And because of that, people actually throw up. They dunk them, they submerge them, because that's what we're told to do, not sprinkle. They submerge them, and when they come up, they start heaving. Now, that's very typical when I'm casting demons out. Now, you need to remember, when I say throw up, I'm not talking about what comes from the stomach. I'm talking about bile that comes from the lungs, because demons, when they come out as spirits on the breath, out of the lungs, it's an orifice to exit the body. And so you have this, like, you know, phlegm. If anyone out there is a respiratory therapist, you know what I'm talking about. So baptism is extremely important. Okay? It's a commandment. We're told to do it if we're going to be in Christ. Now, Catholicism was another attempt to corrupt and change and alter God and to bring us out of relationship. Okay? Now, our ear gates and our eye gates are very crucial in what we take in. Garbage in, garbage out, like any computer. So when we feast upon things, when we gaze upon them, gaze meaning the center focus of our eyes, that's what gaze means, then we have peripheral. And I've taught on gazing. I've taught about the two different parts of the brain that have to do with your visual, okay? You have your gaze, and one part of the brain works in a high speed, and on the peripheral, you have a low speed. And the two do not necessarily work together. On the low speed, this is why you see shadow people out of the corner of your eye. Your frame, you know, because when you see a movie, to see anything over 30 frames is really not benefiting for the one-to-one of what you're visually seeing. But they do bring the frames up to 60 now with some of these movies because of the subliminal imaging that are projected into you, because you now have a frame within a frame and your subconscious is absorbing that. Okay, so that's what that's all about. You have to understand how the brain works. So when you see something out of the corner of your eye, you're using a different part of the brain. And you're also, your rods, those things of color, the light's coming in from the side, so it's going to be more gray anyways. That's why they're shadow people. Get it? Okay? So my point is our ear gates and eye gates are very important. So when you're listening to somebody lie to you in the pulpit, that in themselves, if they are that are actually in the occult, when they're speaking the word, they're speaking to you curses. They are cursing you, and you are receiving them. When someone brings a judgment on you that you know is incorrect, that they're out of line, it's not a biblical order, it's out of love, that what they're doing is they're word cursing you. And so what I do when this happens, and I know that what they're doing, I know it's their demons using them to use their vocal cords to gurgitate onto me, then I will say, I do not receive that. Let's line this up with the Word of God. Let's test the Spirit and see where it comes from, okay? So I don't receive it, all right? So ear gates and eye gates, very important to hold on to that. Now, truth. When it comes to truth, what they've done with universalism, Unitarianism, those things that have divided us, that your truth and my truth may be two different things, okay? Which is absolutely absurd. Now, that's also in a perspective. I get that. Because you can have two cultures, you can have two different complete families, and they've been brought up different ways. But the point of it is, both of them can't be right. They may actually both be wrong. So when Jesus is a, quote, cornerstone, notice that in the occult they have capstone, okay? So they're a counterfeit of what Christ is. That in our cornerstone, that when you build a building, you have to have a basis, a standing, a foundation that is repeatable, accountable, and true. And that it in itself can reference two other things exactly, a cornerstone. So, which also the Masons, like let's say the White House, the House of Congress, the Capitol building, all of these have a cornerstone that the Masons did, but the stone was dedicated to Baphomet. So our nation in its truth, in its foundation, and its heritage, and its point of origin is wicked. It's not based in truth. It's based on a lie. That's why the nation is in the shape that it's in. The Masons have been running this a long time. So when you have truth, real truth, then you have Jesus Christ. Okay? God is truth. God is love. God is order. God is the creator. Okay? Jesus, as we see in Scripture, was actually from day one, and in reality, him being God, then he is the creator. And so he is truth. And so by believing onto the truth and being obedient, so you can get the words of knowledge and the words of wisdom and those things from the Holy Spirit, then you can operate in truth. when your ear gates and eye gates are focused on men's doctrines, okay, men's traditions, then you're not getting truth. The tethering that kept you to the cornerstone has been severed. That's why I believe the door has been closed for many people, which is a horrible, horrible situation. So when it comes to the third party people out there, and I'm going to be coming up with some names, and I know it's not going to go well, but I have to just, again, probability, running the numbers, taking a step back and observe. My personality, I'm an observer. I like to sit, when I go into a crowded area, I like to walk in and sit down somewhere or just find a corner and watch. What is going on here? Okay, I've been around evil too long. Okay, just like old Hillary, old Hildebeest. Okay, she's the definition of Jezebel times 10. Okay, she's a bad old putty cat. And I want to make sure that when I'm in an environment that I am not going to be subject, I am not going to be pigeon-toed, I'm not going to be painted into a corner by somebody's demons. Okay, this is where discernment and wisdom comes in. Because the attempts will come as surely as the sun is going to rise tomorrow, especially with what I do, and I started to have that experience over the weekend, as I talked about the woman who claimed that she was from the morning, that part of the morning star. Now, so the point of it is that information in itself is vital. Information is the truth or the lie. Okay? You can have disinformation. So when you have disinformation, then you're either operating in a lie, and you may not know it because you've been fooled, okay? You've been hoodwinked. That's part of Freemasonry, by the way. And when you're operating in that, then you're not in the truth. Now, if you truly have a heart to serve God, then the Holy Spirit will come to you. Now, God chastens those who he loves. So if you're going through a bad time, maybe it's time to take a second look at your surroundings. Who are you in relationship with? Who do you listen to? Who do you go to for counseling? What are you doing? Huh? So it's important that your behavior and what you're doing is showing yourself approved. Okay, we're not even to give the presence of behaving in evil. Okay? We're to call it out. So when information matters, then these people who are third party on the internet, even here on Blog Talk, if I'm not giving you all the truth, Julie and I give you everything we know. Okay? If we're not giving it to you, we don't know it yet. We haven't stumbled over it, right? But many of these that are out there, they are disinformation specialists. They are counterfeits. And they're giving you all the trimmings. They're giving you the drink with the little umbrella in it. But the alcohol is turpentine. Do you understand? And just like the book of Revelation, that when Paul ate the little book, it was sweet in his mouth but became bitter. Do you understand what that's about now? So this information that we're getting from the alternative media, from these other people, believe me, there may be a little truth in it, but it's not the whole truth. And it may be a counterfeit that's causing you to go down the rabbit hole, to make you think a different way. Now, we can talk about Nephilim all day. We can talk about fallen angels all day, but where are they in our lives? Okay, where are they? So Nephilim, which really means the fallen angels, but most people have thought of it as being the giants, okay, making that distinction, that then if there are creations being made now, such as hybrids, even more reptilians, right? Because the bloodline, and I've said this before, that if you have a seed line, the seed of Satan, they are their father, the devil. We're told about this all the way through the beginning of Genesis, that these people who are wicked, okay, that are of the seed of Satan, that are reptilians, since they are an abomination, that upon their death, the question I have is that then do their essence, as Julie has told us about, and some of them do, I do know this, like the Rockefellers, the Bilderbergers, and the Rothschilds, the Queen of England, then they transfer over into another entity. They transfer into another person. Okay, they can do that. But so the lower level ones, or those that are hybrids, or those that are clones, when they die, that since they are not a creation of God, they are an abomination, they are corruption, then when they die, then I'm come to the conclusion that there is a perpetual generation of new demons entering into the spirit realm. Do you understand what I'm saying? So this means that the information that we're being told by these other people, that they're not telling us the very dangers of what we're really truly dealing with, who we're dealing with, and what is our alternatives? What is our method? What is our game plan? Okay? What are we supposed to do? You're not hearing that. Because many of you, when you come up toe-to-toe with some of these big stinky things, when they show up, when they start showing up, and some of you have already dealt with it, men's hearts will fail them for fear. Now, I'm telling you that that's one of the reasons I've been doing deliverance for a long time, to get you spiritually ready for this that's coming. Okay? I've seen things now in the past 30 days that I have never seen before. I have had things that magnetically tried to pick me up. I have had things that have come to me at a distance, knowing that it could not harm me, because I did not show it a spirit of fear. How dare you, you foul things, come to me? Okay? And the point of it is, many of you don't have that yet. Many of you haven't been through deliverance. Many of you are still broken and wounded from being a child. Many, again, from even the circumcision. And many, many girls, many women, young women, are still traumatized from the rape, from the molestation. You're fragmented, you're wounded. And so these people, the pastors, the third parties that aren't telling you what Julie and I are telling you to do, then as far as I'm concerned, they're lying to you and they're keeping you in bondage. Look, we're at a whole new level now with this psychotronics. This technology has been around. Why are they not talking about it? And by the way, since Julie and I, and we'll talk about some things, since we're being hit now, since I'm officially a TI, a targeted individual, then why are they not? Huh? I mean, I've been dealing with demons, you know, and spiritually battling them for a really long time. But now the game has stepped up to electronics. The game is now microwave. The game is now ELF, extremely low frequencies. The game now is chemtrails. The game now is even aerosol, dust, nanobots, okay, in the water, in the air, in the foods. And I mentioned last night that whoever mapped my brain so they could use this technology, I don't mind telling you that if I ever get a hold of them, I'm gonna clean their clock. I'm gonna make them know that they put their hands on the child of the Most High God. Because ladies and gentlemen, if they take me out, then you don't hear much anymore. So I have a responsibility to take care of myself to make sure that you make it through these times coming. See, if you don't have enough respect for yourself to stand for yourself, then is God going to do that? Too much is given, much is expected. This ministry that I have, I could think of a million other things to do, but now it's all I know to do. I know the time is short, and if I turn my back and walk away from you guys, though the information that I've put out is a lot, to have the understanding that I believe you when you tell me that you've been visited by demons, that when someone finally believes you, that in your own spirit, that in itself brings a recognition that you're not alone. That is huge. I know when I went through my stuff back in 2000, to have anybody that I could relate to was the world to me. So I'm just telling you that there are those out there that do not have your best interest in mind, and it's time to start calling them out. All right, now, I didn't mean I was going to just go an hour, but I'm going to go over a little bit here. Now, I sent a letter. I put my money where my mouth is, so to speak, and I wrote a letter to the state of Idaho. I wrote a letter to the county sheriff. I wrote a letter to the chief of police of the city of Coeur d'Alene, and it has been, 27 hours. I've yet not to get a response. It's still early yet. I'm sure I blew their mind because I called out Cyclotronics. I called out Microwave. I called out Weapons Against Humanity, that they have a constitutional responsibility for the office and the oath that they took to keep the peace, to assure my safety, to assure my peace, to assure that my constitutional rights have not been violated. And I will hold them to that. Now, there was a gentleman that moved here a year ago that was found dead in one of the motels down on Sherman, and Julie talked a little bit about that. We're going to talk more about that. And he was one to bring out the connection to the Zionists, which is the Jews. Now, what that means is that the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, those of the New World Order, those of the Illuminati, that's who that is. And so in his exposure that he was being willing to come forth, and by the way, he has even been on Tex Mars. They've done a couple shows together. So as far as I'm concerned, and he has lividity, meaning that he has that the text took him serious, so I'm going to take him serious. And so he lost his life. They found him dead in one of the hotels here, and I know which one it is. I have a small shop that I work in to work on things for Cyclotronics, for the elimination of it, the dissolving, for other things, and that shop happens to be across the street from that very location here in Coeur d'Alene. Coeur d'Alene is a cesspool of reptilians. Coeur d'Alene is a cesspool of lesbians, homosexuals. Coeur d'Alene is a cesspool of liberals who hate Jesus Christ. And I'm done with this town. It's just a matter of time that I'm out of here. I just hope that I get out of here as my intent. And whatever God has, I am going to just turn it over to Him. He's in control. If I am doing His will, and whatever He has set in motion, He is going to finish. And so therefore I know that His hand is upon me, if I am doing His will. So I'm going to stand in that faith that nothing is going to befall against me. They can, by the way, my blood type is O negative, and Julie had just found out that O negatives are not affected as greatly by the electronic weaponry, by chip implants, by those things of the beast system. Now, I have been hit here on air. I was hit last night. I was hit last week, and it's a very strange feeling, okay? And whether they're trying to knock me out Whether they're trying to get me to be a blubbering idiot on the air, I don't know. But here's another thing that I've been calibrated. I've been hit by 480 volts many, many, many times. I've been hit by 1,400 volts several times. I've been hit by several thousand volts several times. And 110 in the right condition is very deadly. I've walked away from every one of them. I never passed out. I had singes. I had burns. But I just got up, dust the dust off of me, you know, get knocked on your kisher. And the last time that I got hit, I was there. Many of you might know about the different viruses you can get from mosquitoes. I had it twice, and I shouldn't have even been on the job. And I went there sick and just made a horrible mistake and got hit so bad that it should have blown my hand off. There was enough energy within my hand that could have powered a neighborhood with air conditioning units running. And all I did was singe the tip of my fingers, like when you go to check the temperature of your iron and you get that noise. Okay? I pulled my hand off. And I looked at the people whose eyes were as big as saucers because they thought I was going to drop over. Okay, that was in Chandler, Arizona area. And I said, I'm going to Flagstaff. And I packed up all my stuff and I went on vacation and I never returned. Never returned. And so apparently I have some resistance, as Julie is finding out, with people with O negative blood. How true that is, I don't know. All I know is that for some reason, I should be dead, and I'm not. And when they hit me with stuff, it's very uncomfortable. It bothers me. I don't like it, but I'm still here. And I'm going to continue to be here. All right. Well, I just want you to understand that there's a choice to make. Who are you going to serve? Who are you going to vote for? If you're going to vote for Trump, you're voting for a reptilian. If you're voting for Hillary, you're voting for a clone, who is a walk-in. Otherwise, one of the hybrids, one of the big boys, is in her. Okay, her real spirit, whoever she was, she's gone. That's why she's so wicked. See, humans can't be that wicked. She's wicked. She has many deaths under her. We know that. That's been shown, been proven. But just as Slick Willie, they keep getting away with it. But remember, no one gets away with anything. Doesn't matter whether they're human, whether they're a reptilian, whether they were a clone, there will be judgment. So the question is, when that comes down, where do you stand? Now that you have an alternative, and I've told you about the Constitution Party, whether you believe they're going to make it or not, you have a godly choice to make. And when we make godly choices, when we do those things honorably, then God honors us. And when we do things, when much is given, much is expected, like the talents, then when we don't do anything with them, then we don't get anything out of it. In fact, we're actually punished for it. Jesus died on the cross to give us the power necessary to do what we do. Because he lives in us. So by not taking that responsibility and moving forth and doing this, as I mentioned before, is denying his works. All right. Tomorrow night, Julie and I are going to be on for Tinfoil Hat Club. And Thursday, I hopefully won't be done putting my notes together for baptism. I want you to understand, if you have not been baptized, you need to make that commitment now, because there are curses and strongholds that are on you that will be lifted from the cleansing of the water. Do you understand? Period. All right. God bless you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Tinfoil Hat Club. Good night.